Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. Amen. Amen. Freedom Friday, the end of the week, is here. Praise the Lord. We are in the book of James, chapter 3, this morning. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Father God, we just praise you. We thank you in advance, Father God, for all that you have done for us, Father. We thank you for this week. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for making a way, oh Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and the honor for all your blessings, Father, and especially waking us up to hear this morning. Thank you for your word. Speak to us. Let it be you and not me, Father. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, stretch if you need to. Praise the Lord. We are in chapter 3 of the book of James. And let us begin. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able to also bridle his mouth. Indeed, we put bits in a horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are large and they are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is also set among many members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. 7. Every kind of beast and bird, of reptile, of creature of the sea is tame and has been tamed by mankind, but no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poisons. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse man, who have made the stimulant of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things are not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or grapevines bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh water. 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy, self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. 15. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For there will be envy and self-seeking, excess, confusing, and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and goodness fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. again, this particular book, you know, or this particular chapter, it continues talking about misguided speech, you know, the way that we should condone ourselves. And it starts off in verse one. It says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. You know, so in other words, there could be a lot of people and to be a teacher, to be a leader, because it is a prestige position. It is an honorable position. And sometimes people might want to do things like that, but we have to understand that being a leader, being a teacher, especially being a teacher, you know, we're going to be held to a higher standard, because we're supposed to be proclaiming and teaching the truth of the word of God. In Romans 2:21, he says, you therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? So in other words, you know, he's making us think about what we're doing. He's making you think about your position. He's making you look at yourself, you know, and say, are you doing what the word says? Are you following what the word says? You know, as a teacher, you know, we have to make sure that we are doing the right thing, and we must lead by example. We must lead by example. You know, if I led people in the wrong direction by my teaching, by what I'm sharing, you know, I will be held accountable for their faith. I will be held accountable if they go in the wrong direction because of what I teach. That's why I need to make sure that I read the word, I understand the word, and I'm living the word before I can present it to somebody else. Because that's where God holds us accountable for his word. In verse 2, he says, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, also able also to bridle his whole body. The hardest thing, you know, sometimes for us to control, you know, and we're all in this group, you know, is our tongue. Our tongue likes to go off when we least expect it. You know, when you're driving down the road and somebody pulls out in front of you or somebody cuts you off, what is the first thing that comes to mind? And if you think about it, some of us get upset. Some of us might even hold a fist. Some of us might even do something else. But, you know, but that's the reaction that we go through. But as a teacher, we need to make sure that we control what we're going to say. In 1 John 1:8, it said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We're not perfect. We're not perfect in any ways. In Proverbs 20, verse 9, it says, who can say, I have made myself clean? Am I perfect? Am I perfect from sin? So, you know, because there in verse 2, it says, we all stumble. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect by any means. That's why, you know, one of the things that I love about our pastor is that he's always saying, you know, I make mistakes. I messed up. And I have accountability with other guys, you know. And I also have accountability with other guys. That keeps us in check, you know. And so therefore, you know, we need to make sure that we are presenting the right word. You know, before I present a word, you know, I have to, like I said earlier, I have to examine myself and make sure that I qualify to share that word. For the word of God to be effective, you know, I got to make sure that I'm presenting it in the right way, you know, and it's so essential that we do this. And you know, now it gets into a deeper talk. Verse 3 says, if we indeed put bits on the horse's mouth, that they may obey us by turning the whole body. So a bit is what they put in the horse's mouth, and then they use the bridles to control the direction that the horse is gonna go by pulling to the right or pulling to the left. You know, and it goes into verse 4 about, you know, the ships are so huge. And if you look at some of these ships, especially the cruise ships, They are like a city in water. You know, so many levels, but yet they have a small rudder, a small item on the bottom of that ship that nobody sees. But that little rudder is what controls the ship. That little rudder controls the ship in any direction that the pilot of that ship wants it to go. And then it goes into verse 5. It says, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. So in other words, you know, the tongue is so small, but yet it can produce mass fires. It can destroy lives. It can destroy life by what we say or how he comes out. You know, so some of the worst fires that we have seen and if you look at all the fires that have been happening in California and all these little fires, a lot of times they all start with a little bit of kindling, a little bit of a spark, a little bit of a flame, you know, something hot, you know, will set the whole forest on fire. So it's making a comparison with the tongue, that the tongue itself, you know, can destroy. It says in verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Look at that, iniquity. The tongue is also set among its own members, that it defiles the whole body. So the tongue itself could defile our whole being by what we are declaring. And it says it is set on fire by hell. Look how deep it goes into. So therefore, you know, we need to make sure that we control it. I would say, you know, when we're talking about speech and talking about tongue, you know, sometimes we just need to be quiet. Sometimes we just need to use the word shut up and not say a word, because if we allow ourselves to get emotionally and emotions get out of control, we can hurt people. We can destroy lives. And unfortunately that has happened, you know, in the past, you know, and broken promises and accusations because of anger, because people can lose it. We can lose it. That's why we need to make sure that we keep ourselves in check. And let me just add to that, that the more time that we spend in the Lord, in the Word of God, the more time we spend, you know, in seeking His presence, the more control we have over this. We have over our tongue. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will remind you. The Holy Spirit will nudge you. The Holy Spirit will tell you, you know, be quiet, be careful what you say. Think about, choose the words, because sometimes the words, you know, I can tell you where to go with a smile on my face and you will not be offended. Why? Because I can tell you with love. Or I can use rough words, destructive words, and our friendship is done with because of those words. So I have to make sure that I use the right words, and God will, through the Holy Spirit, will help us to say the right things. In Proverbs 16:27, it says, an ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like burning fire. So in other words, you know, we got to look how powerful the tongue is, that, you know, it's like a burning fire. In Matthew 15:11, it says, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth defiles a man. So that's why I was saying that we need to make sure that we keep ourselves in check, that we keep ourselves, you know, in God's presence, so that way we won't mess up, that we won't fall into this. In Matthew 15:18-20 says, for those things which proceed out of the mouth comes from the heart, and they defile a man. So whatever comes out of our mouths at the moment, it's probably what we have in our heart. And for me, that's something harsh, because if I say something that is hard, something that is rough to somebody, and then it comes out, I say, man, is that the way I'm thinking about that person? If that's the way I'm feeling about this, I have to examine myself. And I have to go before the Lord and say, Lord, you know, help me with this. Help me that I would not fall into this particular trap. You know, that because of what I'm saying, it's gonna destroy me, or it's gonna destroy lives. That's why, again, is so important that we control ourselves. In verse 8, it says, but no man can control the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison, full of deadly poison. And I don't know, he gets very graphic when it comes to the tongue and what can the tongue do. And that's why we make sure that we are in control and I do not let the body and our emotions get the best of us. In verse 9, it says, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men. You know, so the tongue can be a positive thing for us, but it can also be a negative thing. I prefer to be a positive thing. I prefer to be on the right side and not on the wrong side. As in verse 10, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not to be so. So it's telling us, you know, we shouldn't be like that. So in other words, we don't have to be like that if we apply the word of God, if we constantly seek the Lord. The more that we seek the Lord, the more that we're going to start speaking like the Lord. I remember back in the day when I was doing almost like full-time pastoring in Millville, New Jersey, and I was a co-pastor over there. And every time the pastor was going to preach, I was right by his side. So I was taking the word that he was bringing in English, in Spanish, and I was translating it into English. So I was a translator. So after a while, I noticed that my preaching habits or my way of moving and my way of speaking started to simulate how the pastor was. Because why? Because I was spending so much time with him. I spent so much time with him that I was mimicking him, even when his gestures and everything else. And so I was becoming almost like a carbon copy of him in my translation. So that taught me, you know, we're going to reflect the people that we hang out with. We're going to reflect those that we are in company with. And that's why we got to make sure that we stay in good company. In company that's going to be a blessing to us and a blessing to others. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, and this is a very good verse, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. It is so important, again, that we control what we say, because we can produce life and we can produce death. I'm always trying to share, you know, with people that, you know, if you don't have anything good to say, it's best not to say anything. It's best not to say anything. And in a certain situation that we may be facing, in a hard situation, sometimes at the moment, we need to be silent. And we really need to ponder what we're going to say before we say it. Because once we say those words, once they come out, we cannot retrieve them. We cannot retrieve them. My wife, back in the day, she used to have to say, I'd rather you to slap me in my face than to share harsh words with me. Because the slap, you know, the discomfort of that will fade away, but the words will be repeated over and over and over in her heart. And especially if there were hurtful words that come out of my mouth, you know, I will be hurting her even more. So I learned a long time ago, watch what I say, watch what I speak, how I speak, and how I'm sharing it. Because, you know, I don't want to destroy. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. And on top of that, if I'm sharing with you guys, and if I say something that maybe you take it the wrong way, or I said it the wrong way, I apologize, but I would like you to come and let me know. I would love for you to come. Why? Because I love to be corrected, you know, by somebody. Because if I make a mistake, I remember every time I'm here teaching, I'm remembering back when I was really preaching all the time. My wife used to stand in the back of the church, and every single time I'd be talking, she'd be monitoring me. She was like the security guard in the back door of the church. But then she'll be telling me, she would go like this. Don't go there. Don't go there. And then when the time was coming up, She was going, cut it. It's time for you to cut it. So she was always reminding me and sharing with me. So she was always helping me. And then she will always talk to me and say, look, you said this and you said this. And I don't think that went over too good. And once I thought about it and I kind of, okay, you're right. So guess what? The following week, I'll be saying, hey, last week I said X, Y, Z. And I will redirect myself and I will apologize for it. Or I will bring some correction about it. But it's just that we don't want our words to put a hedge between us and anybody else. We want our words to bring us closer to God and bring you closer to God. Amen. Because that's what God is calling us to do. You know, so we need to make sure that we listen to the Holy Spirit and allow him to give us the words of what we need to say. Verse 13, my time is flying today. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness and in wisdom. Our actions speak stronger than words. Our actions speak stronger than words. Whatever we do, do it in love and do it in meekness before God. In verse 14, it says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can faith save him? Can faith save him? So he's talking about here at the, you know, saying the right words and having faith. You know, can faith save him? Verse 17 says, thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So we need to put action with our words. We need to put action with our words. If we tell somebody, hey, I'm there for you, guess what? When that person calls, you better be there for them. When that person is in need, you better be there for them. And because if you, your word should be like a promise that you're going to be there for them. And you're gonna assist them or help them, whatever it is. So I know that by us being faithful with our words, people will come to us and people are going to look at us as an example because of what we're doing. So therefore, we need to make sure that if we're gonna say we're gonna do something, let us do it. If we cannot do it, say no, I cannot do it. And I learned to do that. I learned to say no. You know, it's a hard word sometimes, but sometimes we need to say no. Somebody wants to get together with me and I just don't have the time. I have to say no, not today, but later, maybe in the future we can get together. But right now it's not a good time. Let's be honest. Don't say, yeah, put them off. Maybe next week. No, if you can't, you can't. Let your yes be yes. Let your no's be no. Because, you know, they're looking at us for something. They're looking at us for some type of help. And if we make ourselves available, let us be available. I'm that guy that if you call me up and you say, hey, can we get a cup of coffee? I'm most likely going to say, yes, I could get a cup of coffee. Why? Because I enjoy coffee and I enjoy talking. I enjoy sharing with people. So I like to do that. But, you know, but then make sure that, you know, they're my words. You know, whatever I say, you know, I got to make sure that I back up my words. In James 1:22, it says in verse 22, but be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. So we have to be a good example, be a doer of the word. Verse 22, it says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing himself in the mirror, that as soon as he walks away, he forgets what he sees. So in other words, you know, if you're preaching the word, if you're declaring the word, make sure you do the word. Make sure you are there, that you are faithful. And God will bless you for that. God will bless you for that. And in verse 25 of James 1, it says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. So if you are a doer of the word, look what it says there at the end. This one will be blessed in what he does. So if we are a doer of the word, if we are doing what the word says for us to do, if we are declaring the word of God and we are standing by the word and we make ourselves available and we are there, guess what? God is going to bless us. So I want to be blessed. Okay. I love to be blessed. But sometimes to be blessed is going to be a price that you have to pay. Sometimes it's a price that we all have to pay. But you know what? When we are seeking God, when we are trying to do the right things, sometimes things don't come as easy as all that. But if we are faithful, guess what? If we are faithful and we do what we need to do, God is going to bless us. And if we do his word, he's going to bless us even more. So let's be that example that God is calling us to do. In John 13, 17, it says, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Blessed are you. So if we do the will of God, if we do the God's will that he has given us to do, and to help others and be a teacher, be a leader, or being a good example, if we follow through and we are that example, guess what? God is going to bless us. God is going to bless us. You know, I love to share the word of God. I love to motivate people, that I love to hug. You guys know that, you know, that's one of my weaknesses. I love to hug. I love to kiss. I love to embrace. I'm just that kind of guy. I don't know where I get that from. I don't know, but you know, I believe it's because I always wanted it when I was younger. I always needed it, and I didn't get it all the time. And now that when I got older, I guess I got sentimental. I guess sentimental with the presence of God, and so I love to share. I love to get together. So you know, I love to bless people. I love to lay hands on people and bless them. And God has always been faithful. And God has, you know, even the other day we were here, and I know my time is running up. And Cindy and I, you know, at the, a friend of hers came up from Florida, and she wanted to visit with her. So we told her, yeah, you can come over and visit. And they were sharing together. And there's my wife and her, and they were talking, and I gave them the time. And then my wife was going to be, she was, the friend was going to leave. So then my wife starts to pray, and she starts to pray. And I see the old Cindy come out of her in that prayer that she was doing. And God's presence fell in that room as my wife was praying. And I was saying that, I said, like, wow. Thank you, Jesus, that you are allowing me to see this again. So in other words, Cindy's doing better. She's getting more strength. And even though she's still going through her stuff, we're all still going through, you know, different things. But guess what? When we, you know, step forward in the word of God and we do what God has called us to do, that even in discomfort, even when not feeling well, we stand by faith. And here she was ministering to her friend, and the presence of God just fell in the room. And I said, thank you, Jesus, because it's been such a long time that I haven't heard my wife pray that way, you know, and it's because my wife is a prayer. She's a prayer warrior. And when we were ministering, she was as loud as I am and ministering and praising God, and God will use her in supernaturally. Speaking with words of wisdom, words of understanding and encouragement. And I saw that just the other day. So, you know, that's my praise report. That's my praise report, that I could see that life that of things that she loved to do. And we did together, you know, because we counsel, we're motivators, we pray for anybody, any place, anytime. And I saw her doing that. I said, like, wow. I haven't seen that in years. And here she is ministering to somebody. And afterwards, she said, you know what? I feel so good just to open up my mouth and allow God to use me and to give me words, that the person said, I wish I would have recorded that prayer. She said, I wish I would have recorded that prayer, because that all the words touched her. All the words touched her. So again, that's God. That's the faithfulness of God, that when we allow him to use us and we step forward, to be a doer, you know, because we are talking about being a doer of the word of God, you know, and my wife, you know, she didn't have the intention of doing none of that, but it was just led by the Holy Spirit, and she ministered, and she was uplifted because she said, like, wow, thank you, Jesus, that even though I've been through so much, you're still using me. And that's a word of encouragement to all you guys, that doesn't matter where we're going through, you know, how we feel even right now, God is faithful and God will make a way. I always feel that when God is stretching me, he's stretching me for a reason. And that reason could be a time of a miracle. That reason could be a time of a door opening. And I have to be ready to go through those doors. And my wife did that this week. So that's the praise report, you know. And we went to the doctors this week and everything seems to be good. And we're going again Monday again. So keep us in prayers. You're going to go see the surgeon just to make sure that everything is okay. So I'm expecting a good report. I keep telling you guys, hey, I got to get her to the beach this summer. So this summer, you know, so it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I can see her getting strength. So again, I say that because I want to encourage you guys that your prayers are, being answered, that the Hernandez clan over here are receiving those prayers and we are blessed by them. So don't think that, you know, you're just praying just for the sake of praying. You're making a difference because we are feeling them over here. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers. Thank you so much for standing in the gap for us. And again, the main thing of this chapter is just for us to examine ourselves, for us to be doers of the word, for us to make sure that we keep ourselves in check, me included, because I always, you know, I was before the Lord and I said, Lord, you know, help me to understand this word before I can even share it, you know, and let it be you, don't let it be me. Because why? Because I want to submit myself to the Lord. And as long as I submit myself to the Lord always blesses. He always comes through. And this week, He came through. He came through by using my wife in prayer. So that's victory for every single one of us. Again, my brothers and sisters, please, please keep your focus. Keep your focus. I know times are hard. Times are difficult. But God is still in control. God is still making a way. God is faithful. Allow yourself to be used by Him. Don't, you know, shortchange yourself and say, no, I can't do that. Or like, you know, my wife didn't have no intentions of praying for anybody. And guess what? She ended up praying and God blessed her. That's where the blessings come, when we make ourselves available and God wants to use you. So please make yourselves available. Allow God to use you, and you're going to see how God's going to bless you. Because even in the word today, God said, I will bless those who do my will. I will bless those who follow my word. So God is in the house this morning. So, you know, I want to give Him the praise. I want to give Him the glory, and I want to give Him the honor. Thank you so much for coming out this morning. Thank you so much for reaching out, for being so faithful. I hope I made some sense this morning. Sometimes I feel I don't make any sense sometimes, but you know, I try to be as genuine as I can be with you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for every one of my brothers and sisters, Father. Meet their needs according to your riches and glory, Father. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up. And thank you, my Lord, that when we stand by your word and we are doers of your word, Father God, your word says that we are blessed. Your word says that we are blessed. So I thank you for the blessings for all my brothers and sisters, Father, that you would just meet them where they're at, that you would just strengthen them, that you would guide them. Father, if there's any sickness, Father God, we speak life over that, Father. We rebuke it, send it back to the pit of hell where it came from, Father. And we declare your word of life, your word of peace, your word of joy, Father, over them, over this situation, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you in advance for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you're going to continue to do. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen and amen. Okay, okay. Mwah, 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 mwah. Hugs and kisses to you guys. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. The best is yet to come. We'll see each other soon. God bless.